Ken Menkhouse is a political science professor at Davidson College in North Carolina and an expert on Somalia. You were in Somalia this past summer, Ken. Do you share this grim assessment that we just heard?
Yes, and certainly for Kismayo. Kismayo has long been Somalia's Sarajevo, an incredibly violent and contentious place, and it remains so despite the African Union or Kenyan African Union force presence there.
So is what we've seen in Nairobi at this Westgate shopping mall, do you think that's an extension of what they're doing in Kismayo?
It's more than an extension. It's really a major departure on Shabaab's part. For years, Shabaab has focused almost all of its energies inside Somalia.
So what does it mean for you that Shabaab has taken their fight to a shopping mall outside of Somalia?
To me, it's a clear sign of weakness and desperation. When this group was strong, it didn't mess around in Kenya, in part because Somalis, hundreds of thousands of Somalis, are powerful stakeholders in Kenya's economy, major investments in real estate and business, residents there. To launch a major terrorist attack there risks all of that. And I think Shabaab was careful not to do that in the past. The fact that it's willing to engage in this act of desperation now is a high-risk gamble. It's hoping that it'll prompt a heavy-handed Kenyan response and perhaps raise religious and communal tensions in Kenya in ways that allow it to present itself as the guardians of Somalis besieged by foreigners. That's really the only way it can reframe the crisis in Somalia to start to regain some of the support that it once had from Somalis. They have lost most Somali support, and the only way they can hope to get it in this high-risk gamble is by eliciting the kind of response that would allow them to essentially create a Horn of Africa version of the clash of civilizations. That's really all they've got.
How do you think the Somalis who've settled in Kenya, and there are many who've fled the fighting in their country and now have pretty significant investments in Kenya, how do you think they're feeling right now?
I know how they're feeling. They're very fearful. They're worried about government retaliation. They're worried about Kenyan retaliation. This has already been a place where there have been very high feelings against the Somalis, and it wouldn't take much to trigger communal violence there. Hopefully, the Kenyan government will continue to say the right things and pursue this as a matter of rule of law in a very judicious way.
I mean, I imagine it's more than just saying the right things for the Kenyans. What do you think the next step should be from the Kenyan government? What should they do and not do?
Well, the Kenyan government needs to pursue any and all leads to crack down on the Shabaab presence inside Kenya, which is considerable. It needs to find ways to tap into Somali grievances against Shabaab and let the Somalis do the bulk of the work. Ultimately, what we need in the Horn of Africa is a Somali Sunni uprising against what's left of this very extremist movement. Only the Somalis can expose the informants and the operatives, dry up the financial resources, and really put an end to Shabaab. They can't count on foreigners to do it for them.
Ken, what do you think we might expect next from Shabaab?
I think Shabaab is going to be quite surprised at the backlash among Somalis now, and is going to be dealing with a lot of that, trying to spin it in ways that work to its advantage. And I think they're going to be retreating from areas where they're known in places like Eastleigh, the Somali-inhabited neighborhoods of Nairobi. They're going to go underground because they're going to expect to have an intense crackdown on them. They are going to certainly try to engage in more high-visibility attacks inside Somalia, where they've got more freedom of maneuver and movement, to try to give Somalis the impression that they've got the upper hand. But this is a movement that has had huge setbacks in the past couple of years. And this summer alone had a very bloody internal battle in which quite a few of the Somali Shabaab leaders were killed. Foreigners were disaffected and left the movement. This is a group that's in trouble, and it's got to try to find a way to present a different image of itself to Somalis in the world if it's going to survive.
That was Ken Menkhouse. He's a professor of political science at Davidson College in North Carolina.